you will, open your Bibles to the book of Psalms. And we want to look at Psalms 27. Psalms 27. It's always a joy to be able to sing these marvelous hymns. And some of them take us back sometime. But Mel beat us all. He was at Atoka this weekend and Sunday morning. Was it Sunday morning they were singing I'll Fly Away? And then they sung an old, old, old hymn. Some of you will know it. Mel, what was that song?
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on. How many of you remember that? What a blessing it is. You know, God has roses all over the place for us, doesn't he? And where we can just find his love and his grace and the joy of just experiencing his love and all that God has for us. What a blessing. As we look around and as we listen to the news, we find there are many things that are going on that can become frightening. And sadly to say, to many people of the world, it is frightening. And more so even to some children of God, which it shouldn't be. We know of the war that's going on, the different types of wars that you and I were familiar with, where you could identify your enemy by a uniform, and you'd know who was an enemy just by sight, as well as by fighting. As years have gone by now, we find wars are being conducted where your enemy looks like your neighbor. And you don't know who they are involved with that, especially in our wars of our nations. Now we have the battle going on, the spiritual warfare, that the enemy there does look like your neighbor. And sometimes Jesus said, even of your own family, that where you would have problems and difficulties. The war now with ISIS and how horrible and terrible the crimes that they're committing and for the sake of their just what they want to do. And you see the real anger and the ugliness of sin in humanity. And we think sometimes we're a little safe here in America. And then you've read the news and heard the news and more this past week where a man beheaded a woman in his anger. Whether it not was because of ISIS and of his study of that particular belief in which he is a member or he wants to be part of that. They're still trying to figure that out, but regardless of it, we know that the danger is all about us and the problems that surround us in this. What are we to do? How are we to feel about these things as we look about us? Psalms chapter 27 answers that for us. And I want you to notice, I'm going to read the entire Psalms, and then we're going to look at a few passages with that along as with some others. And when we think about the problems, the wars, and all the conflict that's going on, I heard one commentator that was talking, and he said that there are many men and possibly women, just like this man and more, that's ready to explode. And some of them out of psychological reasons, others because of their conviction, along with the diabolical teachings of ISIS and others throughout our land. So what are we to do with this? Notice now in Psalms 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My, what assurance we have. Painting the picture that we are in and that it'll even get worse, and yet we have that assurance and hope of what God will do for us. Now, there's some things there that you need to remind you of and we need to look at. I would like to look at verse 14 at this particular moment. If we have time, we'll talk about it a little later. But in verse 14, he says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, in the context of that psalm, that word wait is not sitting down and waiting for God to come to you, where we need to wait for the Lord to do something. No, that's not what it's talking about. That word wait is talking about a person who waits on tables, a waiter or a waitress. And they go to you, they come to you, and they said, what would you like to have? They want to take your order, your drink, and whatever. And they serve you to your desire and to your pleasure. We are the waiter, and God is sitting at his table. And we go to the Father and said, what would you like to have? What is it that you want me to do? Now, as we think of that and we said, well, okay, I need to go to God and ask him what he would like for me to do. Well, he's already given us the answer to that. What he would love for us to do is found in his holy word. And if we would just get into that, we're going to be waiting on the Lord. That means we're going to be serving the Lord in the way. And when we serve him, all of his protection is around us. That's what this psalm is talking about. Even when things get worse and our lives are threatened, as we serve him, God protects us. Now, if we sit and hide, then we're in trouble. We're not to hide. We're not to pull back. But we're to step forward in all that God has to. He will strengthen us. Notice that verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Look at Isaiah. Keep your finger there in Psalms or put a marker there. We'll be coming back to it in a little bit. But look at Isaiah chapter 40 and 41 and verse 10. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. When we think about the strength of the Lord and how he will strengthen us in the times of hardship and the times of difficulty. And normally in America, we thought of that as being in the times of sickness, in the times when our loved ones might be critically ill, or in the times when we might be looking for a job. But I got news for you. In America, we're going to be experiencing the war all about us unless America repents. God has blessed us and protected us because we did what he wants to. We wait on him. We served him. And we've turned our back on that. And judgment is coming, and the war will be knocking at our doors, not overseas, but right here in America, all about us. And so, what are we to do in Psalms 41 and verse 10? Fear thou not, God says, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God says, I'm going to be with you, and you're going to feel my strength. I'll put my arms about you, and I'm going to lift you up when you think you can't take another step. When you feel like the whole world is piling in on top of you, he's going to take you through it. By the strength we have from the Lord. Look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. What a marvelous promise that we have. In Isaiah 40 and verse 28, the Bible says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, now here's that word again, that means those that serve. They that wait, that serve upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. The joy, the excitement of just serving God. Do his business, do his work, and God will take care of what's around us. We will be strengthened by God, not by our ability, but by God's ability. So when we see the clouds come, we can rejoice. When we see the wars coming, the destruction coming, we can rejoice in knowing that we're going to experience the marvelous strength of our Heavenly Father. We're going to experience things that we could not experience ourselves. We're going to find joy and happiness when there's gloom all around us. My, what a blessing it is to know what the Lord's doing for us and will do for us. Look at our text again in Psalms 27 and when it talks about in verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Our generals, as smart as they might be, as experienced as they might be, cannot handle all that's going on. They will devise their ways of protecting our nation. They'll devise their way of trying to get to the enemy. And you'll have different views among the different generals on that. And sometimes I get frustrated as I listen to some of their ideas and the things that they want to do and are not do. But I got news for you. I serve a Heavenly Father that can cause my enemy to stumble without the military even looking at him. Now, I want to tell you something. That takes away all fear as far as I'm concerned. It's a joy. It's exciting to look and to see what God is going to do in the midst of all that we have. We've been used to, and you've been raised up, and I have too, of seeing God's blessings around us, and we look about what God might do. And those blessings is in helping our loved ones overcome illness, helping our loved ones find a job, helping us and material things for our comfort and joy. And those are tremendous blessings, and we praise God for that. But we've never experienced seeing God move in an impossible situation with the enemy about us. We're going to see that. And you need to come, and you don't have to be afraid, and know that God is going to strengthen you and be with you. Notice that as I read that verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Don't give up. Keep serving, even more so than ever. God gives us the strength in many ways. If you'll turn to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. My, what a tremendous promise that we have here of some of the strength that we'll have personally, as well as we'll see in that around us of God moving and protecting us and taking care of our enemies. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16, Ephesians 3 and verse 16, the Bible tells us, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Did you get that? He says, now, he's going to strengthen you with might, with power, by his spirit in the inner man. What is he talking about? That's the Holy Spirit. Don't you realize you have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in you? Why are you afraid? He will strengthen you with the Holy Spirit. Notice verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Now you thought he was going to say in the word, didn't you? We're to be rooted and grounded in word, but the joy of being rooted and grounded in love, and that love only comes from the Holy Spirit within. Brother Pat talked about that we need to be a church that's loving and forgiving this morning. And that strength comes from within of the Holy Spirit, verse 18, that may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, that strength, that power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Oh my, the strength in the Holy Spirit. What a blessing we have. And we will exercise and experience that tremendous power and strength within us the more the enemy surrounds us and comes upon us. The more we have persecution and the opposition from others, we're going to have the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit from within. What a joy we have. Now look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. You know this passage when you get there. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. And you're going to realize this in the days to come. And as we look at the conditions and the circumstances, sometimes people, well, they're doing it right now, wringing their hands. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? We need to be shouting hallelujah. I'm going to see the power of God working around us and in through me as well. In Philippians chapter 3, I mean chapter 4, pardon me. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do some things. No. I can do what I've been taught, no. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It's hard to learn that lesson. In all these years, God has allowed me to serve him and to train me. I've had a difficult time learning that lesson. I want to find strength in my ability. I want to find strength in what I can do. I want to find strength in my youth. That's not where it is. Regardless of our age, regardless of what we might be or the handicaps we might have, every child of God can have the strength through our Lord Jesus Christ and can do all things. Have you ever seen the videos of the man that God has touched his heart that has no arms, has no legs, has one foot that's right up to his hip? It hasn't hindered him at all. And he will tell you at the drop of the hat, it's not by his ability or his training, it's by the power of God. And here we are healthy, and we've got all of our limbs about us, and we fuss and say, well, I can't do that. We need to realize that we need to depend on him and let God work through us in the strength. And then look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, back in the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles, you're familiar with that, but look at it again. chapter 7 and verse 13. We're not to be afraid. God gives us strength in prayer and repentance. Brother Pat, the Lord had him to bring that home to us this morning. How important it is that we realize the need of repentance, of sin, and of disobedience to God, and of our prayer to Him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, God says, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if, that's a powerful word, if, that means some of you are not going to do it. If, that means only a few. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then. You get that word then? That means when this is accomplished, then, he said, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We have the ability through God and only through God to overcome any type of enemy that exists today or that ever will exist, that'll ever walk on the face of this earth, in the power of God. When we wait, when we serve God, that power will be demonstrated and executed upon our enemies. What a blessing we have. What assurance we can have of the strength. Now, yes, we have strength through the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. We have the strength through Jesus. We have the strength through prayer and repentance. But look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. Here God tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after. Oh my. God put a little special word in there. That's like the then, you know. When something is accomplished then, now he says, after something happens, then something else. After that ye have suffered a little, make you perfect, established, strengthen, settle you. Do you get that? God says, I will strengthen you. I will make you solid, that you will not be tossed with every wave that comes along after that you have suffered. Oh, Lord, don't let me suffer. Don't let me have to go through persecution. Oh, we need to wake up and realize that's an opportunity for us to experience the power of God. Don't fight it, welcome it. Don't flinch from it. Stand up and let the world you know you're a Christian. Stand up and be true to God's word regardless of what they might threaten you with. And you're going to see the power of God. You're going to see the strength of God. You're going to become solid and established in our God. And then in Psalms 119, Psalms 119, turn to Psalm 119 and verse 28. Psalms 119 and verse 28. God give us strength in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, and prayer and repentance and suffering. But also, He gives us tremendous strength in His holy word. How precious it is. Look at that now in Psalms 119, verse 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. He said, oh, I'm burdened down with all that's going on around about me. And then you add illness to me. Then you add problems with my family. Then you add other things personally. much less the things of the world. I'm melted down. I can hardly stand. Then the last part of that verse. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. I cannot understand why people do not want to read God's word. I remember when I was in the military and be overseas and be away from my wife. I longed for that moment when we'd have mail call. And there I'd get the letters. And sometimes they would be 5 or 6 letters because they didn't come every day on that. We'd get it maybe 1 or 2 weeks later and sit out and read those letters. The joy of just being able to see the words of her heart to me. When I pick up God's holy word, I see his love letters right here. How precious it is. I cannot wait till I pick it up again and read those letters that are there. But also I find that not only is there love in God's word, I find peace in God's word. I find comfort in God's word. And then the knowledge. Oh, we go to all kinds of books and places to find about the creation that God has created, to find about the birds and the plants and the earth and all that's about us. And yet we miss the origin of it all. When you need to go to God's word and you can find out everything you need to know about everything on this earth, and not only in this earth, but throughout the universe. Such knowledge that is here. But the time is coming when you will need to go to God's holy word and find strength when the enemy's all around you. When persecution is more than you'd ever imagined would be. We're beginning to grumble and complain now because our government, yes, our government, is trying to curb all of our activities. They're trying to put us in and regulate what we're doing and telling us we cannot do this and we cannot do that, and on it goes. Get into the Word of God. Find that strength to stand and to be the witness. Find that strength to turn on the light in this dark nation of ours today. Praise God! We can do that because of God's holy Word. And then in Psalms 27, go back to our text now. Psalms 27 and verse 4. Well, let me read verse 2 again. Psalms 27 and verse 2. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, this will I be confident. Now here's where our strength comes. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. This building, you and I who are members of this church, we're not here by our design. We're here because it is the design of God. Man did not organize the church. God did. Man has messed it up trying to organize the church. We need to get our hands off of that and quit organizing it and do what God tells us to do and be the church God wants us to be. That's what our pastor's trying to tell us. Quit playing around. Quit messing with it. Turn it loose and do what God tells us to do and let him do his work. And you will see the beauty of the Lord in his tabernacle, in his church. And there's been times when we've seen that here. Some of you that's been here for years, you've seen it in the yesteryears of time. You've seen the beauty of God within the four walls of what you call First Baptist Church. And we see it now, and we will see it. When the time and the trouble comes and it gets dark, We could find strength in the church and see the beauty. I will inquire in the temple. Verse 5. For in the time of trouble shall he hide me in the pavilion, in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Now that sounds kind of strange. Is God going to hide us away from the world? No, no. Now in other parts of the world, the enemy is there. They march right into a church building, and they will kill the members of that church. We haven't experienced that here, but they're knocking at the doors right now. They're going to quit knocking here in America if we don't repent and get back with God. And they're going to come right through those walls, through those doors, pardon me. Where can you hide? You don't worry about that. You don't have to find a secret little place. God has a way of hiding us, in other words, of protecting us in his church, to where that he will have the victory in overcoming the enemy. Remember, God fights our enemy for us. We need to just serve him. When he hides us in that light, that doesn't mean we hunker down and we be real still and real quiet so nobody can know where we're at. That means we serve him with fullness of all that God gives us to, and we serve him boldly. And in that secret part of that, God allows his name to be honored and glorified and produced. Notice in the last part, he'll set me upon a rock. We're not to quit. We're not to stop. We're to continue on. Then look at verse 6. And now, as we find strength in the church, now strength in our fellowship, now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle, in the church, sacrifices of joy. What a joy it is. The devil likes to get a hold of us. And old flesh likes to get a hold of us. And I've often thought about this. I've experienced it. You have too. In trying to come to church, we run through all kinds of problems. Especially if you're a young family. I remember, man, we'd try to get our kids ready for church. And if you got two or three of them, I tell you, that's an never-ending circle. You get one ready, and you work on the other, and the first one's not ready anymore. You got to get them cleaned up again. And you get to the third one, and both of them, you got to work. You're just constantly working around that. And I remember when I had to wear the dark suits, and we didn't have the Pampers then. You had those old diapers that had a lot of lint on it. You'd pick one up and try to hold it while Jack is doing another, and I'd walk out of there and say, I've got to go, and there I have lint all over me. You know, what kind of spirit are you going to arrive in church in? Then as you come to church, you got all kinds of other problems. Traffic is bad, have a flat, have an accident, other things. You got all kinds of things that's going there. And to come in and sit down in the church, and somebody comes up and you've got that little old thing on your shoulder and you're just waiting for somebody to just tap it a little bit and you just explode, you know. Or something don't go just right and you just get all upset about what's going on. You got to sacrifice and turn your mind from those things to that of what God is doing. And you're in a place that you can praise God and you need to. And praise God. And I would sit there and I'd think, Lord, what am I fussing about or what am I worried about? The kids having diapers and getting lint all over me. Thank you for the kids. Amen. Thank you for the precious children we have. Oh, Lord, I didn't know if that automobile was going to make it or not, but thank you, I've got one. Oh, the joy we can have when we realize what we have is of God and we can trust him. Let me read that to you again. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I tried my best this morning, sitting back there in the pew I normally sit on, and the choir got up and began to sing. What a tremendous, tremendous song. Just didn't it thrill your soul? And I wanted everybody around me, there's some talking around me, and I wouldn't turn to them and say, hush, I want to hear the words of this song. And the quietness settled. The joy. Man, I just enjoyed the singing that was there. And within me, though I can't sing, I was ready to sing. And then, praise the Lord, the pastor got up and said, we're going to do that again. And he had them to do it the second time. And we all sung with it. You can't hold it back. What a joy. That's the strength we have and the strength we find in the Lord. So don't fret about what's coming. Don't wring your hands and wonder what are we going to do. We know what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. We know what we're going to do. We're going to find strength through the Holy Spirit within us. We're going to find strength in our Lord and Savior. We're going to find strength in prayer and repentance. We're going to find strength in suffering. We're going to find strength in the Word of God. We're going to find strength in His church. I tell you, this week that's coming up, I'm excited about all that God has for us. Man, these classes that we're having. And by the way, the schedule for those are posted. There's one on the information desk. Go over by the elevator and you'll see another schedule. It'll be every week showing you what the lessons are and what lessons we're on that week and the time that we're meeting. I'm excited about that in knowing that I will have the strength and the ability to do all that God wants me to do and more because of His power. And just to have that strength. You tonight have strengthened me by the power of God to be able to serve and carry on without any question, without a doubt. And you're strengthened to do something this week that you didn't think you'd do because of God's power. When the war arises, when the enemy comes about, God giveth us strength.